From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. The election, T-minus 30 days and counting, and it's getting pretty fierce out there. Here's Vice Presidential candidate Sarah Palin at a rally yesterday in Colorado.
Our opponent is someone who sees America as imperfect enough to pal around with terrorists who targeted their own country.
Palling around with terrorists. Sarah Palin defended that line today. It's a reference to Barack Obama's association with William Ayers. He's a professor and one-time leader of the radical anti-Vietnam War group, the Weather Underground. It bombed government buildings more than 30 years ago. Ayers and Obama served on several charity boards together. The candidate says they are just acquaintances. And here's Senator Obama speaking today in Asheville, North Carolina.
Senator McCain and his operatives are gambling that they can distract you with smears rather than talk to you about substance. They'd rather tear our campaign down than lift this country up. That's what you do when you're out of touch, out of ideas, and running out of time.
Of course, the Obama campaign isn't pulling its punches either. A new TV ad calls McCain erratic in crisis. That change in the campaign's tone may be a response to the changing polls. Barack Obama has a steady lead nationally, and several crucial swing states seem to be swinging his way. Take it from Karl Rove, the architect of President Bush's campaigns. He's now an analyst on Fox News. Today, Rove said Obama has the electoral votes he needs to win, at least for the moment.
You want the campaign to be fought as much as possible on the other guy's turf. And we're down now to where McCain is playing basically on in five John Kerry states, and Obama is playing in nine Bush states.
John McCain had hoped to play in Michigan, but with the economy and his poll numbers sinking, McCain canceled a visit to Michigan and transferred staffers to more promising territory.